In front of the Bryan YMCA at the corner of Market and Edgeworth Streets, two men drill into concrete to install a new bus shelter. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon and a sweltering 90 degrees.
We're trying to make mass transit a little sexier.
Directing them is sculptor Julia Burr. Based in Black Mountain, North Carolina, most of her commissions are with national clients. She calls her newest Greensboro creation functional art with the pop.
A curved roof with legs, the uprights that are coming up are curved as well. I wanted something that was uplifting and somewhat animated. And it is green, associated with growth. So we have that and a very, very purple bench.
This project is the brainchild of Bubs, bringing us bus, benches, and shelters, a partnership of students at Dudley High School and at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro.
We have 1,100 bus stops.
Spoma Jovanovic is a professor of communication studies at UNCG and a founder of Bubs. She says their mission is to increase public awareness of the need for more benches and shelters in the city of Greensboro.
1 out of 10 has a bench, and even fewer have a shelter. And it seemed that for the people who ride the bus, they don't have any protection from the sun, the rain. And the students at Dudley High School, where we were working, many of their families ride the bus.
Between July 1st last year and June 30th of this year, the Greensboro Transit System made about 4.5 million passenger trips. Within the city limits, there are 75 to 80 bus stops that have shelters and benches. Another 90 only have benches. According to Transit Systems Planner George Lenny, there are constraints to building more shelters.
In order for us to have a bench or a shelter, the new styles that we have now, we have to put a concrete pad down. Depending on where the bus stops are located, there may not be enough room. Sometimes there is wiring or so issues underneath that particular area that may not be able for us to dig up to put a concrete pad there.
The group has already raised about $2,000 and paid GTS for 3 benches. A full unit, a shelter, a bench, and a trash can costs about $10,000. So last year, Bubs submitted their proposal for a public art bus shelter to Synergy's Big Idea competition. And they won 10 grand.
What this project is about is teaching students that you can change things in your city. One of the very best things about it is how many people have been very, very supportive of what the young folks are doing. And I think that was a real good lesson for them to see, too, that if they were willing to take action and be committed to it, lots of people wanted to help them and support them.
Besides the brilliant green color, the bus shelter's 3 metal walls are hollow with diamond-shaped openings, similar to a net. But its most distinguishing feature is small glass marbles. About 23,000 of them. Sculptor Julia Burr.
7 different colors of translucent green within there. So that even without sunlight, they will start glittering. They just give a real beautiful, fun, elegant look.
And the biggest challenge is getting them inside the openings on top of each panel wall.
I have blocks inside of these to have them running downhill. Definitely helping.
Burr, Jovanovic, and other volunteers discover plastic bottles cut in half are the best tool to pour in the marbles. Large clear marbles, about 1 inch in diameter, fill the backrest of the purple bench. Burr hopes her marble bus shelter sparks more social art projects.
It's more about hopefully getting communities excited to raise the funds so that an artist can do it.
As the group adds the final touches, 13-year-old Tony Munga and his 8-year-old sister Isabella get off the city bus in front of the Bryan YMCA at Market and Edgeworth. They finger the marbles.
It looks pretty.
Why?
Because it's a bunch of sparkles and I really like sparkles.
I think I've only ever taken the bus to the Y maybe once or twice. But, you know, I might start coming to the Y more often with this new shelter set up.
According to Jovanovic, other community groups have said they want to duplicate Bub's efforts. So this fall, the group plans to write a guide on how to create art bus shelters. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.